Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Lo, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. Welcome to Unboxing Never a Dull Moment, Part 2. Last week, if you haven't tuned in, I discussed the three stages of speaking. Today, I'm going to talk about the three types of speakers. So this is for speakers, aspiring speakers. And if you're not a speaker, I will repeat what I mentioned last week. Many of the breakthroughs that we are waiting for is just one speech away. So this will help make you an effective communicator, speaker, presenter. And I believe that all of us, we have a voice that people need to hear. Because through that voice, you can help change people's lives. That's why that's one of my advocacies, to help people, to teach people how to speak effectively, especially in presentations, so that they can magnify their voice and they can multiply what they are doing as they gain more credibility, as they gain more opportunities through the power of speech. So the three types of speakers works like this. I love this quote by Gary Keller, one of my favorite authors. He said that success comes down to this: being appropriate in the moments of your life. Wow. Deep, profound. You can apply this in speaking. Success in speaking is about being appropriate in your speaking moments. I had a meeting 2 hours ago with a real estate company, one of the top real estate companies in the Philippines. And I'm happy and sad at the same time that, well, I'm happy that live events are coming back. My schedule is quite full already by June. July is filling also, and only through God's grace. But I'm sad that I had to travel, I have to make preparations, dress up fully. Hindi naman ako nagsishorts pag nagsispeak ako, no? I don't like that, yung naka-coat ka tapos naka-shorts ka lang. So, but you see, it takes time. You travel, and out of town are opening up as well. So nakakapagod. Unlike before, na online lang. You can be in Baguio in the morning, afternoon, you can be in Cagayan de Oro. So it's a mix of happiness and being sad. Okay. Just being honest. So yung kamitin ko sila, the manager actually came from another company. And he didn't know that this real estate company is my preferred client. I've done several talks already for them. So they are asking if I'm available 2 weeks from now for a talk para sa kanilang staff. Eh, medyo high-end yung company nila. Yung previous company niya, it's a great company as well, pero yung mga tao doon, mas mid-level managers and even the managers themselves, they're not that sophisticated. Etong kabila, medyo thinking crowd. Yung kabila naman, it's easier in a sense to engage them. So I told them, you know, the way I delivered my talk, the training for you guys, it's going to be different for this one. Because what I did for you, it will not work for this, the real estate company. And then he was, his eyes were wide open. Really? What would be the differences? Meaning, as a speaker, learning how to be appropriate to your audience will be important. There are some audiences who loves jokes, and you deliver the same jokes to this audience, and they will call those jokes daddy jokes. Or for this type of audience, how will you connect with them? Maybe this type would love self-deprecating jokes. And then this type would love more anecdotes, just telling your stories and not really cracking jokes. Nagkakaiba-iba. Being appropriate in the speaking moment presented to you. Does that make sense? The three types of speakers. The first one is the teacher. Teachers, in general, take something simple and make it complicated. Communicators turn something complicated and make them simple. By the way, what I'm talking about here is teaching as a presentation style, not teachers per se. I love teachers. And if you're a teacher, I honor you. I salute you. You are our unsung heroes. Nakakapagod. Tsaka yung kinabukasan ng mga students natin would really be partly in your hands to hone them, to believe in them, to inspire them. What I'm saying here is that the teaching style, it's just one component of speaking. I've listened to a speaker who was teaching, of all things, public speaking. So online siya, tapos nag-present siya. 1 hour talk. I like the speaker and I like what he's teaching, but in 1 hour, he was giving like 5 to 10 bits of information, tips, every 10 minutes. So times 60 minutes, imagine nyo how many. He must have given, I don't know, 40 to 50 different tips in a 60-minute span. Wala na naman tututunan yung mga tao kasi pan-information. Content is not king, ladies and gentlemen. Whoever said that, that's not true anymore. Maybe before it was true. No longer today. You can find any bit of content online. Just Google it. It's not content. It's the appropriate content that will help us. Because information overload will just drown you. With so much stuff, now where do I put my focus on? How do I find the irreducible minimum? So as a teacher, finding ways to make it simple would be key. To turn the sophisticated into practical and to make the complicated simple. So teaching. Using key components where as you teach, you find the most important and build your ideas around that. I'm going to be teaching that in the Never a Dull Moment Live Premium event, which I will continue to promote next week. And watch out for that. This is gonna be in July. Ayan. When I say live premium event, I will be there live with all of you to guide you, to coach you, and for you to deliver your own signature speeches. Woo! Second is motivator. Motivator. Many would ask me, quite often, they would say, Jason, how can I become a motivational speaker? I would ask them, is your life motivating? Motivation, kasi what people don't understand with motivation. We can only, and this is from Danny Inney, another one of my favorite authors. He said that we can only motivate people to the best of their ability to do something that they are already capable of doing. Let me repeat that. You can only motivate people to the best of your ability to do something that you are already capable of doing. Meaning, tayo, hindi natin na mo-motivate ang isang tao na hindi nila alam yung isang bagay na yon. You can only motivate them on things that they're already capable of doing. Does that make sense? So, in many cases, it's not motivation that they need. It is a change of perception. First, a change of perception so that they can differentiate empowerment with motivation. And motivation, you see, there are different ways to motivate people. and one style will not work for all. Different strokes for different folks. And I've experienced that before. When I'm with a sales organization, my energy is so high to match their energy. But if I do that for a company that's not in sales, then they will be overwhelmed with the energy. They will be overwhelmed with the, well, what you're bringing to them to inspire them, to motivate them. So you match them. Minamatch mo yung audience mo. Kaya when we motivate, it's a matter of also being appropriate in what areas your audience needs to be motivated in. Kasi minsan nangyari sa akin yan eh. Yung exactly the same talk. Exactly. When I spoke to salespeople, they love it so much. Even though we're online, they didn't want me to stop speaking. They want to continue on and on and on. The very next week, I spoke to a different group. They're not in sales, although their companies, they sell something, but they're not in sales. Those who attended, their employees, their staff. Man, the feedback was that they feel that I was like self-promoting. Imagine. So now I would have this disclaimer when I would speak. Oh, by the way, I hope you don't mind if I will share something about myself, because the other group, they want me to share more and more about myself because of my experiences. But this group, they felt like it's self-promotion. And I learned the hard way. May mga ganong factors na kailangan natin makita. And then the third is the closer. So teacher, motivator, closer. By the way, I'm just giving you an overview, but I believe that this will suffice. We will go deeper when I talk about this in the Never a Dull Moment Live Premium event. So again, watch out for that. This will be in July, and I'll make the announcement next week. And if you want to have a copy of this talk, the one that I will be doing for the whole 3-part series into one talk, I'll add many other stuff there, we'll give you also the link to that. All will be announced next week. So tune in. I hope you're excited as much as I am.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The third is a closer. In sales, they would say ABC, always be closing. There's truth to that, but the word closing shouldn't be the term that they're using. Because always be closing today is obsolete. We should always be connecting. Always be connecting. Because if you do not close the client, then you just leave them. I'll move to the next client. But if you're connecting or you have connected, then even if they say no, one day they will say yes because you've maintained that connection. It's always be connecting. So closing is about connecting. Connecting to your audience. I remember I had a speech. And I hope you don't mind if I share things about myself. Would that be okay? Yeah. Example of a disclaimer. I spoke in a conference. It's, I think, a 4 or 5 day conference. I'm not sure. But they have plenary speakers. Tapos in my session, there were almost 1,000 participants. Then I found out that one of my friends, who is actually a pastor, spoke in the same event. Since we're very close, tight-knit, I messaged him. I asked him, I hope you don't mind, how many books did you sell? Tinanong ko lang siya. Kasi for some reason, I feel empathy with those who are in ministry. It's difficult for them to sell on stage. Maybe they have limiting beliefs na if they do this, they won't be congruent with their being in ministry or something. Kaya may mga iba, nahirapan sila kapag may sinishare sila na message that their people need to hear, like tithing or giving, or they have a building fund that they need to raise funds. Some, it's easier for them. Others, it's more often than not, it's difficult. So sumagot siya sa akin, message siya. Sabi niya, 6,000, sabi niya ng ganun. 6,000 pesos. Nag-text back ako. Sabi ko, is this 6,000 or 60,000? I mean, it's an honest reply. Tinawagan niya ako, sabi niya, bakit, Jason, magkano ba yung nabenta mo? Ibig sabihin, yung 6,000 niya, 1,000 yung attendees, yun lang yung bumili. Sabi ko, ano ba yung ginawa mo? Nag-share siya. Sabi ko, that's not the way to do it. This is how you do it. I taught him the right sequence. How to sell without really selling. After a few days, he had a speaking engagement for a church for 100 people. Tapos, right after his one-hour talk, he messaged me. He was so happy. Hamya, grabe. This is the first time I was able to sell this many books in my speaking engagements. He said he sold 24,000 with just 100 people in attendance. Compared to the other 1,000 people, ang bumili, 6,000 lang. And he started using that sequence. And he said that he even uses it in his TikTok videos. He has a lot of followers now in TikTok. So you see, connecting, being appropriate. When do I become a teacher? When do I become a motivator? When do I become a closer? Use these three in your speaking style, the three types of speaking. And I believe that as you do that, you will be more well-rounded. As a well-rounded speaker, you can speak to your audience in a way they want you to speak to them, being appropriate in your speaking moment. And lastly, as I've mentioned about closing, it's not always be closing, it's always be connecting, because people want to buy but they don't want to be sold. Ang mga tao gusto naman bumili pero ayaw nilang binebentahan sila. Right? Kaya yung closing, be careful also when you use that word. Other people want a closer who is focused more on relationships than the sale. While others naman, they want it straight. Give it to them straight. What are you offering? What are you selling? Again, being appropriate in the moment. So I want to invite you to the Never a Dull Moment live premium event. It will be happening on July. I want to invite you to tune in again next week for our third episode of Unboxing Never a Dull Moment in Speaking for the Unique Life. And I'm excited to see you soon. We're going to do the live premium event online. And hopefully one of these days, we can do it face to face. So thank you so much for tuning in The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. By the way, if you have any questions about speaking, please email me at jason@jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N @jasonlaw.com. And maybe I can include it in our next episode next week. Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Lo. See you in the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.